The Sikkim 365 radio app is sponsored by Alan Samuels Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram Fiat in Waco. Your friend in the car business at Loop 340 and east of 84. Come by. Let's be friends.
All right, here we go. We had Jay Ellis on, the Bassmaster Classic champion, back in our first few weeks on the air when we launched this new show April the 6th. And, of course, an angler, very popular and successful angler. But Jim Bankin from New Braunfels, Texas, has been someone that's also connected us with Cast for Kids. Tom Hill has been a part of that as well. We've always tried to help them out. And, of course, things have changed with what's going on with COVID, et cetera. But Cast for Kids, the foundation, is having a virtual auction. And Jim Bankin is one of the program directors for this great foundation, joins us on Sikkim 365 Radio. How have you been? Has it these last 3 months kind of kept you at bay, or have you still been able to go out and do what you need?
Obviously, we've never seen anything like this in our generation or forever, really. But we've had to postpone a lot of our events. In fact, we're having our first one in Oregon this weekend. Jay is there. He's going to coordinate it. So we moved all of our April, May, June events into the fall, you know. So I hope we can take these kids fishing. I mean, we're like the event this weekend, we're limiting it to less than 100 people, and we're going to be masked up. We got gloves. We got hand sanitizer. We're going to take the kids out in shifts so there's not, you know, social distancing. We got all that covered. So we'll see how it goes. I mean, that's our goal, man. We just want to take kids fishing, and you know, specifically our little deal is special needs and disabled kids. So that's what we've done for 29 years, and man, we want to do it for 29 more, you know.
Yeah, no, and you guys have done an amazing job. Cast for Kids Foundation, and Cast is Catch a Special Thrill for Special Needs Children. Paul?
Jim, I've been fishing my entire life, and even just for kids, I think for parents who don't know this, I think the self-esteem building that comes with catching a fish is because it's something that you can't really equal, is it?
No, you're right. That is so true. I've seen kids, you know, probably 50% of the kids that come to our events fall into the autism range. And they will show up in the morning, not everyone, but frequently, their heads are down, they're not looking at anybody. And dude, by the end of the day, they're high-fiving people, telling them about their fish catches, and their self-esteem is off the charts. And we send out a survey after every event, and what the parents write about what the events do for their children is brought me to tears more than on one occasion. I mean, many times, you know. It's very cool. Very cool.
You know, so this would have been easy not to do this, but you're going through, you have this virtual auction. So we've discussed the foundation, and we'll get into that again. Also what Jay Ellis is doing in Oregon and some of what's been pushed back. So what's going on right now that we can help with you in promoting, fundraising, and more?
You know, absolutely. Normally we're there in Waco, Texas right now. Waco, Texas has, honest to God, supported this foundation like no other city in the country right now. I'm not kidding you. We have more events in Central Texas than any other region of the country. That means we've got great full-hearted volunteers that want to do special things for children. And then we have our gala. Normally we're at the Texas Ranger Hall of Fame. You know, we've got all our celebrities there, our great fishermen, Jimmy Houston, Roland Martin, Hank Parker, they're all there. And we do that deal. Well, obviously this year it's not happening. So a lot of those pros have still donated trips. But I mean, like Jimmy Houston, let me give you an example. Jimmy is famous for having a great fishery at his house. I mean, he's got these two lakes that are just, Jimmy even says that it's catching, it ain't fishing. You know, well, he's donated a day. You go to Jim, you can bid to fish with Jimmy, go to his house, fish his one lake for 4 hours, come in for a, he says, and this is typical Jimmy Houston, come in for a gourmet lunch, and then he says, you know, gourmet lunch for fishermen is like a bologna and cheese sandwich, you know, and then we'll go out and fish 4 hours on my other lake, you know, and he, you know, I mean, these people, these fishermen, these celebrities, a lot of bad things are in the press about them sometimes, but I'm telling you, their hearts are gold, and they want to help children, you know, and that's just so special. So we've got a lot, Jimmy's in the auction, we've got Alton Jones Jr., Alton Jones Sr., Frank Talley, who's also on the Bassmaster Elite Series tour from right there in Waco, he's in the auction. You can bid to fish a day with him. Besides that, we've got hunting trips, duck trips, whitetail exotic hunts, rods and reel. I mean, we've got all kinds of stuff in there, and it's really cool stuff. And you know, a lot of the trips because so our event has always been in Waco. We still call it the Waco Virtual Gala. A lot of these trips are local to Waconians, so they're close. You don't have to go far, and you get to spend a day, and more importantly, support a charity that man, we just want to take more kids fishing, man. We want to bless them. We want to, you know, in turn, they bless us back. So that's what we're all about.
When I was a kid in Florida, I went to Roland Martin's place down there. That was some of the most fun I ever had. I was probably 13 or 14 when we went there.
Yep.
And just all the different things and stuff. So the event tonight, again, give people the website so they can go to it and all that and start bidding and all that.
I mean, they can. It's as simple as they can go to our castforkids.org, castforkids.org, and there'll be a link on that page that you just click on it, and it'll say Waco Virtual Auction, excuse me, and they can look at all the items. We've got a raffle in there now. Maybe people aren't into fishing or something, but they want to support the foundation. We've got a 50-50 raffle, so whatever, if we sell $10,000 in raffle tickets, we're going to split it with the winner. So we got our software program's got an automatic deal that goes through and picks a winner, you know, just a wheel deal. And so you might even make money on the deal if you get in the raffle, you know. So we tried to do as much as possible to make it just like our live auction that we normally do there, you know, in the COVID year. But we're going to make it as good as possible. And all they have to do is go to our website, click on the link, and you'll see all the great hunting trips, fishing trips, rods, reels. It's really cool. A lot of Waconians have supported us again with lots of great donations, you know?
Yeah, there's no question. I mean, you sent me a link to a lot of the things that were being bid on at the time, and it just goes on and on. And you're right, Cast4Kids is forkids.org. It's Cast for Kids Waco Virtual Gala and Auction with the 50-50 cash split raffle tickets. Now, is there a live auction that will take place based on what is the silent auction now and the super silent? And then there'll be
Absolutely.
Another one in next week. Is that correct?
That is correct. So we opened up our virtual gala last Monday, and it'll run through next Tuesday. So next Tuesday at 7:30 p.m. Central Time, Jay and myself will be on a live show. Once again, you can reach it through our website or we'll be on Facebook Live to our Facebook page or our regular website. And we'll have a live show where we will finish out the bidding on everything. Like we'll have a video and commentary from Jimmy about his fishing trip, and Bassmaster Angler of the Year is going to be on there, and all these other guys. And we'll have three live auction items that we'll talk about and bid up, and we'll have more than that. We will have some of our best of footage from events of children achieving things that maybe they didn't think they could do. And in a lot of cases, you see in the background, their parents are just, you see tears coming down their face when he's screaming and reeling and fish. And there'll be some great videos, events. And, you know, auctions are about emotion, you know. So we're going to try to bring as much emotion into the deal as possible and let people know what we're doing. And hey, that's what it's all about. You know, we just want to take them fishing.
Cast for Kids Foundation. It formed in 1991 to join volunteers who love to fish with children who have special needs, disadvantages for a day, fishing in the outdoors. Foundation became an official 501c3 3 years later and currently hosts three programs, Cast for Kids, Fishing Kids, and Take a Warrior Fishing, special needs kids from ages 6 to 18. It's amazing. And you're right, the excitement of that tug. I'm 61 years old. On occasion, I get to go with a friend of mine who goes up, has a cabin up in Tennessee, and even now, that tug, is there anything like that in competition than that tug like that when you catch a fish no matter where you are?
No. I'm telling you, we take at every event, we will have two or three kids that are in that cerebral palsy range, and maybe they can't physically hold that rod and reel in their hands, but we'll get our volunteer, and we'll set that rod in their hand, and we'll take their other hand and put it on the reel. And when that fish bites, I'll tear up thinking about it, but that's what it's all about. You know, we help them get it in, and it's amazing. It really is.
Thank you, Jim. Appreciate your time. So happy for what you guys are doing. Also, Jay was on with us a few weeks ago. We appreciate it. Always make sure you let us know when it's coming back around. We'll be a part of it.
Absolutely. Appreciate your time. Thank you.
Jim Bankin, one of the directors, program directors for Cast for Kids, CASTFORKids.org. and it's an incredible event. The live auction is next Tuesday, and you can go to castforkids.org, and you can look at the auction, the Waco one, and get involved in so many amazing type, I guess you could say, parts of what they're trying to do. A huge amount of money.